More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, welcome to the Buck Brief. Let's talk about Biden's trip to Israel and everything that could happen here in the days ahead. First off, as you know, Joe Biden is and always has been not only a buffoon, but somebody who has been consistently wrong on all matters of foreign policy. So his judgment is famously terrible. His ability to look at a circumstance, a situation, and come to a conclusion that is advantageous to the U.S., that will result in the best possible outcome. Basically, the guy's a dumbass. And this has been known for a very long time. Now, he's over there, and before he even had the issues of cognitive decline, to be clear. Now he's going over there, and he's trying to, well, accomplish what exactly? He's also meeting, for example, with Mahmoud Abbas, Sisi, al-Sisi of Egypt, and King Abdullah of Jordan. So Abbas is the head of the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. And there's not much that I think is going to come from that negotiation. He's not, you know, it's unlikely there'll be much in those discussions. What's interesting about the talks with Abbas and al-Sisi is they've both up to this point said no refugees. They won't take in refugees. Think about that for a moment. The Palestinian population of the Gaza Strip and the West Bank is an obsession of the Muslim world. The Muslim world is absolutely, positively fixated on the oppression and the suffering of the Palestinian people. And yet now these countries, very large countries, some of them with a lot of resources, are unwilling to take what? A couple of 100,000 refugees? Now, Jordan would say they've already taken so many Palestinians over the years that Jordan is effectively a Palestinian-dominated state or close to it. A large percentage of the Jordanian people are ethnically Palestinian. Jordan's also taken in, I've been to the Zaatari refugee camp, which at the time, this is back in 2014, had 120,000 people living in tents in the desert from the Syrian war. So Jordan has already been this pressure valve for the region for a long time. So I can understand why they don't want to deal with this. And Egypt has its own internal problems and is, you know, not doing very well as a state in a whole range of ways. So I get why the cost and the political calculation here are no refugees. You know, when they look at the cost and look at the politics, they've decided they don't want to do it. So then what is Biden likely to do in the midst of this trip? Well, it's basically going to be warning Hezbollah and Iran that if they get involved in this more directly, and they're already involved, so this is a little bit of a little bit of escalation talk we'd have to get into here. What counts as an escalation? But essentially, if either of those states open up another front, if Iran or Lebanon under the guise of Hezbollah opens up another front in the war with Israel, well, the war between Israel and Hamas right now, if Hezbollah or Iran get involved in that, then there's going to be massive consequences. There will be a series, I would assume, of U.S. airstrikes, and we would become active combatants in this. That's effectively what Joe Biden's telling them. So while we're funding the war in Ukraine, which is going right now nowhere, it is a true stalemate. If anything, the Russians gained a little bit of territory last year. While that is happening, we are now also positioning ourselves for a possible, not just escalation in the Middle East, but involvement by U.S. forces in the conflict. Now, what would that look like? It would all depend on the proportionality of whatever Hezbollah and Iran may do. I think it is unlikely that either of those countries, well, Lebanon, run by Hezbollah, or Iran will do anything that will bring the U.S. into the conflict in a major way. But we have sent two carrier groups there for a reason, right? We have sent major U.S. military resources there because we are telling them if they get out of line, there will be massive military consequences. Now, we're not getting directly involved, at least certainly not officially, in anything in Gaza, although intelligence support and other things like that are to be expected. Let's talk a little bit about the imminent ground invasion in Gaza and some of the complicating factors here in just a second. When guys go looking for solutions to having more energy and more stamina, it's only because the easy ideas aren't working. More sleep, a second coffee every day, or one of those energy drinks. But the better solution is from Chalk. It's called a Male Vitality Stack. It's a supplement set you take daily because it contains all natural ingredients that provide energy to the body. In fact, the leading ingredient has been proven in studies to replenish diminished amounts of testosterone in a guy's body. That's helpful because testosterone is the source of energy that is in a man's body. And when you have enough testosterone, you've got energy and focus to accomplish a whole lot more. So find this online at chalk.com. That's where you go to check out this supplement. Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com. It's actually a set of supplements. They've got a whole bunch of things that can really help you. Save yourself 35% on your subscription for life when you use my name, Buck. So here's what you do. You want to get that boost, you want to get that energy, that drive, that focus. Go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com. Use my name, Buck, for 35% off. That's C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Buck for 35% off. Now, here's the problem that I think we face, or the Israelis, civilization, forces of civilization face in their ground invasion of Gaza. They've been preparing for this for a long time. Remember, we've gone through a series of Israeli, you know, the forces of Hamas will fire off, usually it's rockets, enough rockets that they bring about an Israeli response, and then they try to maximize, Hamas tries to maximize civilian casualties using human shields of their own people. They try to maximize civilian casualties in this process so that they create as much death, despair, and hatred as possible, and that is the strategy. That's what they're really seeking to do with all of this. People like think, oh, there's long term. They want their own state. They want the Jewish state to end. Yeah, I mean, that's some distant dystopia, dystopia through genocide that they hope to achieve. But in the meantime, it's just maximum death, despair and destruction. But Hamas has been through this cycle and Israel has been through this cycle with them already numerous times. So there's been a learning process here. And Hamas has had years in preparation for what the Israeli response will be, because the first thing is the Israelis are going to want to know where the weapons caches are, where the bad guys are. That's it, right? Find the bad guys, find the weapons, destroy them, take them out. So the intelligence component of this, which the Israelis generally have excelled at, well, that might be in real question right now, given that they missed this massive attack in the first place. So the intelligence gathering aspect, I'm sure Hamas has put out more disinformation. I'm sure Hamas has tried to have different comms, communication discipline, and to make sure that the Israeli target set is very complicated to get set up, right? That it's very hard for the Israelis to figure out what are they trying to hit. That's part one of this. Now, that's not new, but I do think that Hamas probably this time around has some things that they have, some measures they've taken and put some things in place that will have an effect, that will make this more complicated for the Israelis. All right, part two of this, the tunnel networks. You may have even seen some of the graphics that are in New York Times, other places, of these massive tunnel networks underground. Airstrikes are, I mean, the Israelis have total air dominance, so they can hit anything they want from the air. And we haven't seen much in the way of a Palestinian aerial defense with, say, MANPADS, man-portable air defense systems, shoulder-fired missiles that could take down Israeli aircraft. They probably have some, but that hasn't yet been an issue. And also the Israelis can strike, depending on the weapon system we're talking about, the Israelis could strike from a high enough level that they probably would be out of range of a lot of the more simple shoulder-fired rockets and things like that that are out there. Okay, so now we get to why the tunnels have been built. The Hamas fighters are going to be able to pop up and engage in, you know, guerrilla warfare tactics against the invading, or, you know, in the, yeah, I mean, it's an invasion, they're invading Gaza, the oncoming Israeli forces, the IDF. Now, in the past, there have been, the Israelis have suffered, relatively speaking, few casualties. In the dozens, I think, was the last time. I think it was about, they might have lost 50 or 60 killed in the last incursion, you know, which is just limited military strike. So this time around, I would expect, especially with Hamas's preparations, the tunnels they have, and the severity of the Israeli response, meaning they're going to go even further and go harder after Hamas, you will likely see a rise in those Israeli soldier casualties, which Hamas clearly wants. So those are some of the complications that I see here. And I'll tell you in a second where I think all of this is actually going. When Mike Lindell invented the original MyPillow 20 years ago, he started a company that brought one comfortable household product after another to people like you. I've got all the MyPillow products at home. I love them. But guess what? There's a big evolution in the MyPillow world. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, but now has fabric that is made with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. You may well enjoy a much better night's rest with how cool this pillow feels. These are on sale now at 50% off. The queen size MyPillow 2.0 is $39.99. The king size pillow is just $10 more. MyPillow 2.0 is made with temperature regulating thread technology, 100% made in the USA, and it's well made, so much so that it comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, get the queen size MyPillow 2.0 for $39.99 and the king size for $10 more. Enter my name, Buck, as your promo code. That's MyPillow.com. Use promo code Buck. You can get the queen size MyPillow 2.0 for $39.99. King size for just 10 bucks more than that. MyPillow.com, promo code Buck. Get yourself a MyPillow 2.0. So where is all of this heading? I think that you will see a weeks-long Israeli military incursion that will remove the capture or kill almost all senior Hamas leadership. I think you'll see a lot of saber rattling from Iran. You might see some rockets fired from Hezbollah, but nothing beyond that. No incursions into Israeli territory by Hezbollah fighters. This is just my prediction. This is what I think is going to happen. The left-wing pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine press is going to just hammer the issue of the humanitarian disaster that Israel's causing in Gaza. That's what they'll say. And they'll talk endlessly about any civilian casualties that occur, even though Hamas wants to maximize those casualties and Israel wants to minimize those casualties. That's where I think all of this is heading. So I don't believe it will grow into a broader war. God forbid. I certainly hope it doesn't grow into a broader war. And the Israelis will handle this. The issue that I see is, what happens to Gaza after this? And that's where I don't have an answer for you. Who's in charge? Who's in charge? When the Israelis want to leave, I mean, the options here are essentially beat up Hamas as much as you can and then pull out and see who's left standing. And, you know, that's it. Or Israel takes a portion of Gaza as effectively a demilitarized zone or a you know, strategic depth protectorate for military purposes. That's it. I don't see another. There's not going to be some UN mandate. There's not going to be some peacekeeping force that I can imagine. Maybe. But I think that's very, very unlikely. You know, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see I am as smooth as can be on my face right now. You know why? I used my One Blade Shave razor last night. The One Blade Shave, my friends, because here's the thing. The razor companies tell you you need like six razors for a clean shave or a close shave. That's nonsense. One razor that's high quality with a high quality holder is all you need. That's what you get with One Blade. One Blade's handle is metal, not plastic. It is weighty, substantial, and worthy of your face. And One Blade's refill plan means you'll get blades sent straight to your door whenever you need them. Get a discount on your blades with your sign up. All orders have a 60-day return policy, whether you use all of your blades or none of them. To elevate your shave experience and get 20% off your One Blade order, go to onebladeshave.com/buck. That's onebladeshave.com/buck. You'll get 20% off your first order, and you will be as smooth and clean a shave on your face as you've ever seen in your life. It's absolutely fantastic. Get yourself hooked up. Okay. That's it for the Buck Brief. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
More Than a Movie is back with season two. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.